I'm joined on air with Luca and Harry from War Room, all the way over in Adelaide, Australia. How's it going, guys?
It's going well, thanks.
Going good, thank you.
That's good to hear. And now your band War Room just released the new single, The Top Floor, I mean, a little while ago now, April 13th, but this is still pretty new. How does it feel to have this single out there to the public?
It's a good feeling. It's one of our oldest songs that we still kind of play most, if not every show. And it's kind of become a bit of a fan favorite and one of our favorites as well. So it's like really nice to have it out. And I think it accurately sort of represents the last couple years of what we've been working on. So yeah, it's a bit of a relief. Yeah. It's taken a while. Yeah.
Yeah, because the
like a year and a half.
Yeah, I was gonna say the last tunes you released, the last two singles, was out in March last year. So it's been a little bit of a hiatus from you guys since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was kind of like what happened in that time that was the single was why was the single in work for so long?
It's a combination of maybe. Like a lot of people in the band being busy and going away for sort of extended periods of time, and not having everyone there to like sit down in the room and really and work on it. But I think we took it quite slow with mixing it. We sort of mixed it ourselves for a while, and I think we were probably playing a lot of shows and just generally busy with other things, and kind of let it slip. Which is sometimes the case, and you know we try it for it to not be what happens, but sometimes you know it slips away from you. But
yeah,
we really pulled it back together in like the last kind of few months that we were working on it. Like we went and had a day in the studio and had some revisions with mixing and then it really started to take shape. And then we kind of realized like we can spend a lot of time tinkering around mixing it at home, but when it's in the hands of someone who really knows what they're doing, it is really quick and really effective. So
yeah
it's
like
mean,
a 9-day experience from somebody else, so.
I mean, it was definitely worth the wait. I absolutely love the single. I heard it from, I think Twine reshared it or something on their social media, and the first time I heard it instantly, like, this is such a good song. So definitely worth the wait. What was kind of the inspiration behind the track itself?
I mean, lyrics-wise, Louis is the best person to talk to. He wrote the words for this one. But to sort of summarize it, it's a lot of, like, post-high school feelings on like, sexuality and general, like, place in, like, in a social environment. Sort of, like, a lot of things... ruminations that Louis had that kind of came into a lot of these songs that we wrote at the time, the same time that we wrote The Top Floor. And then instrumental wise it was kind of like one guitar riff that then was expanded into like a really demented.
Was it yours or was it Louis's who first came in?
I suspect Louis brought it in. Like just the kind of that main riff, and then we all were like workshopping it, just adding on silly parts, and then it eventually like took on this like really quite tight form that we all really liked, and it was one of our quickest and like most abrasive songs that we had written at the time, and it still kind of is to date.
And now I hear you've got violin in the track as well and in your band, which is quite like a not very common instrument to include in these kind of post-punky tunes. It like you hear it in some bands, but it's not a hugely common instrument. but it sounds so, so sick. How is it kind of incorporating the violin into your music?
It's always sort of, I mean, for me at least, felt like our sort of special superpower as a group. Like, I thought it was always taking a song to the next level, just because you have this timbre and this stream of melody that is so different to like guitar or bass or vocals even. I thought it's always added that extra touch.
Yeah. I've always felt it's been like all the guitars and everything make it a solid song, and then the violin is able to
Elevates it.
Yeah, definitely.
And I guess like as a guitar player as well, it's really nice because, you know, they occupy kind of similar ranges, so it makes you really thoughtful about your place and where you sit in kind of like the mix of the song. Like, you know, no one's trying to overpower each other, and you're trying to be conscious of not getting in each other's way. And I think we've like learned how to do that quite well, and it's like a really fun process writing around each other.
Yeah, that sounds very cool. I've absolutely loved the sound of the violin. I think you're right where it, like, you guys sound great, but then it does just take it up that extra notch as well. And now, have you guys got any other tracks on the horizon to be released?
Yeah, I think we've got one probably in the next couple months.
Ooh, exciting.
I don't have an exact date for you, but
trying to work that out.
Yeah,
another single, and then proper release.
Yeah, then the big project. Yeah, it will be coming out.
That's very, very exciting stuff. Yeah.
Where it's like long overdue. I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite the wait. Yeah, it was quite the wait from your last stuff to this single, so it's kind of nice to be able to have like another big piece of work on the horizon to be released soon, which is really, really exciting. I know I'm definitely very excited to hear what more is to come from you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming and having a chat today on the show. It was great to chat with you guys. And I've got your single, The Top Floor, queued up for the listener. So here is The Top Floor from War Room. I hope you enjoy, and keep it locked on Radio 1 91 FM.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.